USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Retired L.A. Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter were killed on board a helicopter that crashed in Southern California. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
Bryant's 13-year-old daughter Gianna was also killed. Here's the audio from the Los Angeles County Fire Department.
Reports to the helicopter down approximately 300 yards east of the intersectional units continuing to come up on L.A. County for assignment.
The Federal Aviation Administration and National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the crash. Bryant's death comes a day after LeBron James passed him, now at number 3 on the NBA all-time scoring list.
L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
As the chief indicated, there were no survivors. We have a manifest that indicates that there was 9 people on board the aircraft, the pilot plus 8 individuals.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The Senate impeachment trial will be resuming Monday after White House lawyers begin presenting their evidence on Saturday. Impeachment manager Jerry Nadler will miss part of the proceedings due to his wife, who is in the hospital with pancreatic cancer. On Saturday, they accused Democrats of embarking on a political mission to overturn the 2016 election. Attorney Mike Perpera.
The Democrats' allegation that the president engaged in a quid pro quo is unfounded and contrary to the facts. The truth is simple. And it's right before our eyes. The president was at all times acting in our national interest and pursuant to his oath of office.
Attorneys also focused on the call between President Trump and Ukraine's president that prompted the impeachment investigation. Attorney Jay Sekulow insisted the president had reason to be concerned about corruption in Ukraine. White House counsel Pat Cipollone told senators to allow the public to decide whether the president should stay in office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
One Democratic White House hopeful gets a big boost just before the nation's first caucus. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Iowa's largest newspapers endorsing Democrat Elizabeth Warren for the Democratic presidential nomination. The Des Moines Register writing that the Massachusetts senator is the president this nation needs. Warren spoke to the editorial board of the paper a few days ago.
To have amazingly good people who believe in what we're fighting for and who have incredible on-the-ground skills to wage that fight. My job mostly has just been, I'll show up and do the town halls and say to my Iowa team, go get them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The mayor of Wuhan is estimating that about half of the 2,800 people who are suspected to be infected with the coronavirus will turn into confirmed cases, causing the total to rise by at least 1,000 in the Chinese city. 550 people have been confirmed to be infected with the virus and have been hospitalized, including 53 of them in critical condition. In the entire country of China, more than 2,000 confirmed cases of the coronavirus have been confirmed, resulting in 56 deaths. Chinese President Xi Jinping warned of an accelerating spread of the virus as the number of cases has increased 50% in the last day. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.